look really good today.
Fuck you. Thank you very much, Sim.
Was your hair purposely like this? Like messy?
Like unwashed?
I like that look, though.
Because you're over at my house at an early hour, it feels like. But I know, I remember one time you gave me a really nice compliment. You said something like, oh, you look really nice without makeup on, because you came right before the show with Mom, and I hadn't had my makeup done or whatever. And my relationship with makeup feels kind of complicated sometimes, but I appreciated that, so thank you.
So everyone, a lot of feedback this week from the Bella Thorne episode, lots of feedback.
Okay.
So Sam, she noticed that her boyfriend of about a year has been texting like a mystery girl, and the boyfriend denied that anything nefarious was going on, and he acted defensively. And all of us, we just saw red flags across the board. But Lizzie wrote in, and Lizzie said in her subject, deja vu, advice for texting boyfriend caller. Listening to the first caller in the Bella Thorne episode made my heart both drop and soar. It dropped because the caller was describing the exact situation I'm going through, and soar because for the first time in months, it made me realize that I'm not alone. I want to give some advice, and it's going to be blunt. Leave him now. This will never stop, and it will continue to haunt your relationship. Without going into the long, long story of my own relationship, I will just say that I went through the exact same thing with my boyfriend after we had been together for 2 years. The only difference was that he was actually sexting, including pictures, with multiple other women, and I didn't find out by snooping because I had no idea it was happening. Our relationship was completely blissful for those 2 years until I found out. Anyway, I did not trust my gut, and after many conversations, I forgave him. It all happened again 6 months later. But in those 6 months, I was tortured every time his phone dinged, and I was tortured every moment that we weren't physically together. It was awful. And I had to go through the pain twice because I didn't just trust myself and leave the first time. Sorry this got so long, but I want her to know this is not good. It will keep happening, and she should leave now to save herself deeper pain later. That's all. She deserves better. Thank you for the amazing podcast and all the wonderful advice. Honestly, as I've gone through this awful breakup, it's been such a mood lifter, and it makes me laugh out loud even through my heartbreak. Oh, Lizzie.
Thanks so much, Lizzie. And you know what, though? I think we talked about it with Bella, like how common this is.
Yeah.
What we always want to stress is the idea of being valued. And if you're not feeling that from your partner, and if you're, you know, you get into like a, you know, sort of a whirlpool of paranoia, that's a terrible place to be. And it's really hard. And, you know, I don't know, life is short. We should find people that really treasure us, I guess.
I'm with you completely. And now here's Erica Jane.
Be a red flag when somebody's been married multiple times, but it also could be a sign of like, man, I'm just willing to try it again.
Yeah, I think at some point I wouldn't.
Like, how?
Like maybe after three? Like, I don't think I'll get married again. I mean, just like impersonal.
And also, I feel like I've been kind of criticized a little bit about this recently because I spoke out about like the idea of marriage, but I just don't know, like when the state gets involved, I don't know what, if the purpose is for the child, that is very legitimate. But
if no children involved, like kind of why bother, right?
But yeah.
I understand.
What about professional respect?
What do you mean?
Meaning, for example, my wife made the case that it was important for her to get married because she works as an attorney, she feels like she would get more respect if they knew that she was married as opposed to just someone that's been dating someone for a long time.
I know that men feel the same way, that if they don't have the wife and the children in place, that they don't get promoted. I mean, that's really true. I mean, especially more like old school. But yes, I've heard that before.
And what
so
about,
it's interesting you hear it from your wife.
But what about the idea of like sort of ownership of like for a man to feel like, oh, I've locked this down. And so no one will like hit on my future wife.
I totally stand by that. I agree with that. Completely.
No, I don't agree. I don't know what you're agreeing with.
No, not by ownership. I'm talking about the mentality of a man wanting to lock
So you understand
down.
The mentality,
but you're not going to stop other men from hitting on her.
I mean, how can you?
That's impossible.
It's impossible, right.
But there is, I guess, something of like, here's, it's like, you know, having a tattoo or something. Like, it's like something like, okay, here's my claim to this person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
It feels a little like still hinged on the misogyny sort of environment that we've cultivated. Listen, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
No, I mean, I kind of know what you're talking about.
Unqualified.
I kind of get where you're going with this entire thing.
Thanks.
You just don't like the idea of being like a label, right? Kind of like, am I right in thinking that you don't like labels? Like, I must belong to you because we're engaged, kind of ish.
Right.
Or like, the other way around. Like, I belong to my wife then. I mean, it works both ways, doesn't it?
Not really.
No.
What?
No. Yes, thank you, Erica.
No, it does not. Never has.
Dear listeners, Erica Jane is our guest today.
It's not the same. Sorry.
No, it isn't the same though. It's we still like have like, you know,
it's a little unequal.
Like the idea of like a man walking, you know, his daughter down the aisle. Like there's still a lot of, you know, tradition that sets us up as women. It hasn't caught up, I guess.
I want to ask Lindsay, who is our contest
winner. Our contest winner.
From GAPS, the contest winner, Lindsay.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me in your house.
Thanks.
That was a big leap of faith by you.
We did a background check, Lindsay.
Oh, good.
It wasn't very thorough. It was done by my sweet, sweet Michael Sherman. And he's right over there. But thank you so much for being here. And congratulations on your expecting.
Thank you.
When is this baby coming?
August.
What do you have in there?
A boy.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my husband Danny's here too. He did this to me.
But I don't belong to her. She just belongs to me.
See? There you go.
Are you excited? How did you feel about the news with having a boy?
Oh, I was thrilled. But it's a cliche, but I really didn't care whether it was a boy or a girl. I just wanted like the sonogram to go well and all the signs to be good. And it was, so now it's just like a little cherry on top that it's a boy, so.
But you know what's funny?
I like that you admit that, by the way.
Yeah,
but here's the fucked up thing, is that you guys, because Sim is also having a boy, it's gonna fuck you guys up.
Whereas,
this is like the one benefit of being a woman, I think, is when you have a little boy, they just love their mom so much. And it's like a really intense personal, it's just like, you know, if you had a little girl, they attach to their daddies. And there is that reverse thing. So fuck off, Danny. I'm sorry. I mean,
basically.
I love you. Thank you for being here.
I think it still bothers Lindsay how attached I am to my mom. So she has that to look forward to.
You can never compete with your mom.
And thank you so much for donating to GAPS.
Oh, of course.
It's a cause that's really important to me. And I really appreciate you guys being here. And
thanks,
congratulations.
For having us. Yeah.
And thank you for letting me give birth to your child. Well, be at least, you know, letting me be right in between your legs.
We're naming the baby Anna. It's a boy, but we already committed.
We found out. Thank you so much.
After the fact, so.
Oh, child bound for greatness. Erica, and thank you for being here. God damn it, your eyes are sparkly.
Well, I have a makeup.
No.
But thank you.
No.
Thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, so I have a few questions for you.
Go.
Well, I wanted to start out with something kind of simple. Like, what turns you on? And it could be anything.
What do I find sexy?
Yeah.
Confidence. Mm-hmm. I find confidence, intelligence, sense of humor. You know, those kind of basic things.
What about, like, fashion sense?
I'm all over the place. I like everything. I like to push everything. So it's always sexy. It's extreme. I don't know how to do, I'm either in sweats and no makeup or I'm in some skimpy outfit parading around. So it's never on a but normal level.
Do you care about what your man is wearing?
Yeah, I do. I lay out his suits and stuff. So he's out.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, because we don't get to spend a whole lot of time together. So this is the one place that I can still kind of do things for him so that he knows that I care. So his whole week is laid out. And, you know, and I like to get him dressed in the morning. So
do you care
cute.
If he like shaves his beard?
Yeah, when there are no beards. No beards and no hair.
Do you, what about hair anywhere else?
I don't like hair. Oh. Like, even on myself, I don't like hair. I have no hair below my eyebrows.
What about?
Really?
No. Did you get everything lasered?
Everything's gone. Yeah. But that's been happening. You know what? Because I grew up dancing, like in the studio and stuff. So I've been getting rid of hair since I was a teenager.
Do you still have to do it? Because I still have to do it. I've been getting lasered
occasionally
for a minute. And I my listeners know this, but that my gynecologist told me that the bush is back.
It is.
And now it's like,
well, it's too late for me because there's not growing. That's okay though. I wear too many costumes. I can't.
Yeah, I hear that. That feels right.
Legit. Yeah. Feels like a legit excuse.
Is your husband ever like, oh, so you're not a blonde?
I don't know that he met me. I never had any hair, so he wouldn't know. So there.
Sim, are men that naive?
Yes.
Good.
100%. That's the answer to every time you ask. Are men naive?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Danny, you can pretty much attest to that as well, right?
Yeah, I think you want to stay like willfully ignorant about all that.
Absolutely.
Kind of, I don't want to know too much.
Totally.
Yeah. I'm with
and
you
just agree. Just yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yes.
I did also ask my gynecologist when I was pregnant, like what women are going to be doing, you know, down there. Like, should I get waxed when I'm pregnant? Because I know there's going to be a lot of people in the room and I don't know, do I want to... And she just looked at me like I was fucking insane. She was like, people do whatever they want.
And back in the old days, I think they used to take all the hair off. Like, I think my mom told me, like, when she went
really?
To have me, they used to shave you down anyway.
And I think they used to give you, like, an enema as well.
Did they?
At least according to my mom.
Sounds like a day at the spa.
That I don't know about. My mother never told me that part, but she did tell me that they do take all the hair off you.
And apparently when you give birth... you tend to poop. I don't know. But you don't even know it.
That happens?
Yeah, so but you don't even know
it. So we're going to be in the room and there's a high likelihood. Danny,
yeah, you know what? You need to take care of that before you go into labor.
I'll take that enema.
But the thing is, apparently you don't even know because you're in pain.
You did it. Don't you remember?
Well, they told me that I didn't, but I don't believe them.
I heard they tell every woman that they didn't.
Right.
Because they don't want you to feel bad.
Right.
Probably.
Right. I imagine, though, if I did poop, it was the cutest little poop.
Just a nugget.
Adorable. Just a nugget.
Because only actresses only poop like
once a year. Right.
Erica, can we do some
deal breakers?
Yeah. Are
Let's
you sure?
Okay. Yeah, okay. Deal breakers?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.
So should we start with friendship deal breakers? Okay. She celebrates a birthday week and expects you to go to the week's worth of events.
Right. That's not a deal breaker. I'd do it.
You would?
Yeah.
All
because
right.
if I accept, well, here's the thing. If I accept the invitation, I'm down. I wouldn't like, yeah.
For like a week?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What if it was like a week in Indonesia or something?
Bali's in Indonesia.
That's true.
So yeah.
All right. Sim has a place in Bali.
My dad has a place in Bali.
Oh, when are we going? Can we have this baby in Bali and film it? What are we doing?
Please.
Okay, she texts your husband without asking you.
Well, my husband has a flip phone, so you ain't going to text him anyway. No, okay, keep going.
Okay, she texts something like, I have leftover roasted chicken. Do you guys want some?
That's fine. But I don't interpret that as bad.
Okay, what about this? I found some amazing bath salt. I think your wife would love it.
Bath salts as in drugs or bath salts as in like bath salts?
Damn.
I gotta know. It's specific. Either way, no. It's not a deal breaker, but it's a red flag.
A red flag, right?
It's like my ears are pricked.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, what's that? Okay. Noted.
She names her dog Erica in honor of you.
That's fabulous. I love her.
Okay, at 8:13 a.m., after the nanny picks up her kids, she calls you every single day.
That's okay, because I would probably be calling her too. So that's okay.
Really?
Yeah, that's fine. I get
every day?
Yeah, because I get up at 4:30, so I'm probably ready to talk to
somebody. Why do you get up at 4:30?
I don't know. I just arise out of the night at 4:30, 5 o'clock.
What time do you go to bed?
You know, 10, 11-ish. It depends. Like, if I was in Coachella this weekend, so I didn't go to bed at all, but... Yeah.
What happened to Coachella?
Well, I had a good time. That's what happened.
I saw your Instagram story at Coachella. You had a blast.
I had a blast.
You were DJing.
I DJed at Moschino.
Bella Hadid. Gigi Hadid.
Gigi, yeah.
Was dancing while you were DJing. It was an awesome
video.
It was a fun little moment.
And then, yeah, it was great. And then Cardi came up. And
will you take us to Coachella next year?
Fuck yes, please.
Sure.
Erica.
I don't see why not.
This is fucking awesome.
It was my first time. I had a great time.
It looked like so much fun.
It was a really good time. We took over Vogue Snapchat and like documented the whole day. It was a lot of fun.
Fuck.
You just come next time.
Let's do like a live show from Coachella.
Oh my God.
Oh, you know what? That's what you should do, because you'll just get everybody and everybody's lit.
Right. Yeah.
So they won't say no. And then you'll just get like the best shit out of people, because they won't be paying attention. You'll get them when they're weak, you know, and vulnerable.
Can you get us into like all the cool parties? Like,
well, I don't know about that, but we'll see. Right, I don't know if I can get into all the cool parties, but yeah.
I'm just going to ask one question to everybody. Do you like anal?
Do I look like a woman that turns down anything? So there's your sweet answer.
Okay, she...
I answered.
She constantly refers to her boyfriend as hunk.
That's a deal breaker. That's annoying.
Wow, that one is? Mm-hmm. Out of all of them?
I could do the 8:15 phone calls every day. Hey, what's going on? Blah, 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 blah. I could do the text messages. Hey, we got some chicken. The bath salts, I'm like, whatever. The hunk, that's annoying. Yeah.
What if she sort of copies your wardrobe, which is...
Oh, well, who doesn't? No, I'm just kidding.
Your fucking shirt is incredible.
I think it's great. I don't care if anyone copies my... clothes are meant for everybody.
I like
that.
Totally
cool.
They're meant for everyone. It's a generosity of spirit.
No, it's not. It's just that no one can own fashion. I mean, everybody's doing their own thing, you know? Otherwise, the designer would make one of each. So it's great. People are supposed to have it.
Okay. At a cocktail party, you overhear her telling the producer that she has her master's in botany.
You mean like plants?
Yeah.
Is that a deal breaker? Like, why would
I
care?
She doesn't. She's in. Oh. She doesn't. She hasn't. Like, yeah.
I would store that and use it for later.
Okay,
it would be a deal breaker on the low, but just not right now.
Oh God, that's crafty.
You see what I'm saying?
We've been doing this for a long time. That's the first time I've ever heard a deal breaker to be reserved for later.
Yeah, yes. That's what you do. You collect arrows and then you shoot them all at one at select times. You don't necessarily reveal yourself right away.
It is. So what would be like a friendship deal breaker if somebody was...
I think dishonesty. I mean, when I say dishonesty, I mean like, you know, like when you're really close with someone and they're, you know, on a very personal level. Because when you allow someone in your circle, I don't allow many people in, as I imagine you don't either. And so when they are in and they do disappoint you, you know, whether they repeat something or they reveal something of yours, that's kind of a deal breaker. You know, when you confide in someone and...
Yeah.
That's kind of sucks.
Yeah. Yep.
The other stuff is annoying and you can get past it. It's just bullshit. But, you know, there are certain things that you would never feel comfortable.
Do you find that it's hard in our industry to be friends with women? Because for me, I work on a show with amazing women and it feels like this very rare, precious thing. And at times, of course, it's, you know, we've had like our differences or whatever, but that's, you know, that's par for the course, I think, when you're working with anybody. But before that, I didn't get to work with that many actresses. So I wasn't exposed, like, I didn't have opportunities for friendships with women. And when I did work with women, it felt like we were pitted against each other.
You felt more competitive. as opposed to, right?
Well, yeah, yeah, because there was sort of, and I don't know if it was because I was immature. I still was. Who am I kidding? But the system was sort of set up like to pit women against each other. And I know this is a loaded question, especially for you, and I'm sorry, but I didn't know if you had any like interesting insights or advice for...
Like, I feel like I know some really incredible women, and I've really enjoyed getting to know more women in my life. My life is set up so just that there aren't a lot of women in my life, but that doesn't mean that I'm not open to them. I just like really good ones. That having been said, being on a show like the one I'm on, it oftentimes feels competitive or not the most welcoming, or you know, that's not the right word, but it just doesn't often feel the most open and warm. But that's okay too.
I mean, can I tell you what I love about you?
What?
On the show, and that's like, and this is the first time we're meeting face to face, but what I love about you is that how fucking witty you are on the show. And that you can see like people trying to bait you a little bit. And it's just fucking fantastic how you're just like, you don't take it.
I mean, sometimes you get pushed, and that is there like moments where you're like, oh.
I don't know, but it always seems like you fucking win.
Well, thank you. I try. I don't like to go down losing for sure.
Has it been a positive experience?
I would say so. I mean, I'm sitting here in your house talking to you. You wouldn't know me but for the show. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. When I think about, people ask that, you know, what do you think of your experience? And I wrote a book. I'm a New York Times bestselling author. Like, I just give you, like, all of the things that have come from this show are far more positive than negative. Now then, you got to put up with some bullshit. You have to roll with the punches. You have to be willing to be uncomfortable, be made fun of, and be criticized. But at the end of the day, like, if you're smart, you make it into something really great.
And it must feel vulnerable. Because at least I get to hide behind characters until the podcast. But that, like...
So, yes. And I compared my job to professional wrestling in the sense that there are villains, there are heroes, there's a storyline, there's all this kind of stuff. But the injuries are real at the end of the day because it is your life and they are talking about you. Now, it's not like you're a whole, complete, total life, which I don't think anybody should ever put out anyway. But there are a lot of personal things in there, like talking about your family, talking about my father, talking about, you know, your marriage or your kids or whatever the case may be. When someone criticizes that, or that hurts. Yeah, and it's not. You do kind of, it's not a luxury. It's just a different experience. You get to be a character and you get to walk away from that character. I don't get to walk away from this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everywhere. Yep. And when I walk down the street today, hey, you know, even at Shake Shack before we got here.
You went to Shake Shack?
I did. We went to Shake Shack to get like milkshakes. And
yeah,
this lady was like, you know, I just want to talk to you. And you know, she was talking to me about my life. And that's a interesting experience.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm hung up.
You went on Shake Shack?
Yeah. Well,
she really does. You do love Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Are you like a Shake Shack maniac?
Fury in my eyes.
Well, let's post.
Who are your friends over here?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, well, we'll get you Shake Shack.
Hey, dicks.
I didn't know I'd have brought you one.
Lisa, oh, God. Okay. All right. Fine. I'll get over this. Dating deal breakers. Imagine you're single.
Okay. So, okay. Let me go back 20 years. All right. Let me go.
He's a tightrope walker.
What does that mean? Like a real, like in the circus?
No, he does it like on the weekends. He's for money, he's a hedge fund manager.
Okay. But he likes to walk tightropes on the weekends?
Yeah.
Is he hot?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. That's not a deal breaker.
But
what?
Here's the thing. He wants to like do Niagara. He wants to do like
Victoria. I thought you could say Viagra. I was going to be like, fine.
No. Well, weirdly, maybe he gets a boner when he
does it.
Yeah.
He wants to tightrope Niagara. I think that's kind of cool. It's kind of ballsy. I'd like to watch. That's okay.
Yeah?
Well, I said we were dating. You didn't say we were married or we were in love. You didn't say I cared.
Here's the thing. Here's my issue with this. Is that I don't want my man to have a hobby that takes him away from me.
Well, you could be there cheering him on, though.
Yeah, but do I want to be like on the cliff's edge being like, oh, yeah, please don't fall?
Or I mean, it might be a turn on, though, in a way. I mean, like, think about, like, it could be kind of sexy if you were out there.
I don't know. It feels like a narcissist.
Well, sorry, what man isn't?
I don't mean to, like, start there. Like, take over the deal breaker, but yeah, you're right, though.
What man isn't?
I know. Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, most.
Yeah.
Present company excluded.
All right. He changed his name to Ficus.
No, that's out.
Why?
Ficus tree? No.
Look at.
I know, it's boring. As I'm looking at a ficus tree right now.
It's bad. We're taking them all out.
Something else, maybe. Like Jasper was better than ficus.
But the fact that he changed his name
is bad too. No, okay. But maybe he was running from another existence and he wanted to. I have like multiple things going on, so I can't judge.
Do you think it's less sexy though? When a woman changes her name, I don't know, it's something, there's something different.
Well, because I just imagine that he was like some spy somewhere and he had to do it.
I think that there's like a level of acceptability with vanity, like
in a woman that's not in a man. I agree.
Yeah.
I understand.
Do you think, Sim? Mm-hmm.
Yes, 100%.
Sim, you changed your name.
I did change my name, but I just shortened my name. It's different.
Yeah, it is. You're the most masculine man I know.
I don't even know how I'm supposed to respond to that.
I know. I'm just being an imp. At least that's what my parents used to say. Is that an offensive term?
Impish? Imp?
Impish. Yeah, my parents used to always say, oh, you're a diamond in the rough. You're an impish person. I don't know. Okay.
We can bring that back.
Great. Okay, so he owns a foam club.
I'm not going to do foam.
Are you sure? It's going to clean you up with bubbles.
Yeah, but who else is going to be there? Yeah, when I think of those foam parties, I see those people like in Ibiza and stuff, like really getting it.
Oh, yeah. They're totally getting it.
Right.
But he owns it. He makes a bit of money with it.
It's not a deal breaker. So it's not like a deal maker, but it's not a deal breaker. It's in the middle.
Wait, you have to expand on this. Like,
well, I just don't feel like it's, I don't feel like it's a positive, but it's not that much of a negative that we wouldn't date. Does that make sense? Maybe if I went there and I had a good time, I might change my mind. How about that? I'm open is what I'm trying to say.
Well, okay. How about this? He takes some of the foam home and he soaps up your body in the bathtub.
That's supposed to make it better.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. We're going to table that. No. It's not a deal breaker.
I'm enjoying this imagery right now, Erica.
Yeah, I just don't know what kind of foam we're talking about.
Well.
I don't know.
High-end foam?
I mean, it just looks like those foam parties just look dirty.
Oh, it's
that's
totally,
what I'm saying. Like, they look like you're really got, like, get foamy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's a lot of foam.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Have you ever been?
No, I've never been, but it's what I'm saying. I've seen it on the internet. I sound so old.
I've seen it on the internet.
Yeah, but I've seen it, but I don't, and you know what? I don't, have you gone to a foam party? I mean, you're from Barcelona.
Who here has gone to a foam party?
Wait,
you guys talk
okay,
about
your
Okay, so
talk
party.
About the foam experience.
That's how you got knocked up.
Exactly.
We didn't go together, so I don't think either of us know.
Who the hell did you go to a foam party with?
So tell me, I really have never been to a foam party, and I don't think any of my friends have ever
disgusting.
Been to
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. Absolutely. That's what disgusting. I'm thinking. I thought it might be dirty, right?
But wait, where were you? What foam party?
It must
Ocean
have been college,
City,
right?
Maryland.
It was
senior
college?
Week.
Yeah, it was for me as well.
For me. Different senior. We were probably one senior week away from each other. So probably the same club.
I didn't go to
club,
college. I went to high school like in
party.
The 80s. So I cannot be a part of this conversation.
This is high school senior week. This is like 18 years old. First time like going to the beach party with your friends.
And what do you do? You get sprayed down with bubbles?
Just dance. It's like you're at a club, but there's disgusting like dirty water.
Right, that's the thing I was thinking is that you would be wet and kind of dirty.
Your instinct was right.
Danny doesn't look like he agrees.
Yeah, no? I'd go back.
You would do it again?
Yeah, I wouldn't make,
were you
like,
rolling?
Make it a weekend. Like,
were you
I wouldn't
rolling?
Make it a habit. But. Well,
yes.
There's a lot of that.
There's
going
an
on
answer.
At the
there. Yeah, I would think it would have to be like pharmaceutically enhanced in order to enjoy this experience. No, I'm not knocking anybody who's listening go that enjoys foam parties, so don't fucking text me and be like, you're a cunt. But here's the thing. It just looks like it might be a little slimy for me. Sorry. Am I not allowed to say that? I apologize.
I love the idea of a completely sober person being like, oh, yeah, but my one indulgence, ugh. Oh. I love foam parties.
I just have never, you're the only two people I've ever met that have ever been.
What?
Nobody in my crew's ever been, we've never been to foam parties.
I don't know. I went to one.
And how did you feel about it?
I had a really good time.
Wow. Okay. Where was this?
Australia. And I had a good time. It was ridiculous, but I felt kind of alive. You know, I was what, 18?
See, that's what I'm saying. All I can imagine is being wet and cold.
Yeah. And I'm staying at a hostel. And when you're at a hostel,
what?
Like.
You stayed at a hostel? What's that like?
Oh, man. You're just worried
you
about
got
athletes.
Balls, because I would always feel a little nervous.
Oh, yeah. No, terrible.
Did you go with girlfriends and stuff?
No.
You went by yourself?
Yep. I was by myself. I backpacked up and down Australia.
By yourself?
By myself.
That's really fearless.
Honda Accord. And I did a bunch of hostels, but
see, that's something I would never have the balls to do. So like when you talk about something like that, I think that's really cool. That's very brave. I would never have it in me to do something like that. I think that that's incredibly brave to backpack by yourself up and down Australia, go to foam parties, stay in a hostel. That I just would never. I wish I was fearless enough to do that.
Oh, no.
Now I could. I'd be like, whatever, but not that young.
I was an idiot. I
don't think it's an idiot. I think it's kind of cool, actually.
Thanks. That's nice of you to say. Now I'm going to revise like my memory.
Yeah, I don't.
Because of you.
Well, I just think it's a cool thing. I just would never have the balls to do it.
I just was, I was like, I can do this. But then I was really lonely and, ended up at like a foam club. And
just by yourself.
Yeah. And just like, because I think for me, what was, I wanted to reinvent my identity. You know, I wanted to feel like a completely different person than how sort of escaping from Washington State and feeling like a different, you know, just a new person who was broke with athlete's foot.
So you
clearly
sold the Honda Accord and hid it to Australia and ended up in a foam party with athlete's foot. See, this is an interesting story.
Way before like waxing. In my life.
Yeah. You know, so that's okay. Can't see it under the foam.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, so we're going to get to a couple of callers, but here's a game.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, why not?
So this is, and please tell me if you're uncomfortable with this.
I will.
Okay. I know. I feel that
I
from
will.
You.
I will tell you right away.
I'm not even sure you've blinked. Oh, you're blinking now.
I can blink.
It's a beautiful blink.
Thank you.
Okay. So fuck, marry, kill, but this is different.
Okay.
This is your co-star edition.
Okay.
Dorit, Lisa Renner, or Kyle? Hide a dead body with?
Lisa Renner.
You said that immediately.
And she's good. She makes no mistakes. She's smart.
Oh. But I feel the same way about you.
Thank you.
Have fill-in for you on stage if you got sick?
Kyle. She's a little showgirl at heart.
Oh. Have as a prison roommate?
Lisa or Kyle or they can...
Or Dorit.
Or Dorit can come in twice.
Prison roommate. I'm trying to think of who would be scariest in prison with me because I would need some help. Maybe Lisa Renna. We would devise a plan.
To escape?
Yes. We're getting out of here.
All right. I like that. Do you, yeah, you must gravitate toward, of course, like certain people.
Well, there's the thing about the show is that there's good parts in every person or they wouldn't be there. It's just how you match up with them and then what goes on, the dynamic around it. There's good things to be found about every one of them. And when you're one-on-one with them, you know, there's fun times. It's just that, you know, when you put everyone together, it becomes something different. My relationship with one woman might not be the same as yours. Like, you may really get along with one person and I may be not get along with her. But together, it's an interesting vibe.
It's true that, like, people in your life serve different purposes. And that's why I've never, like, I don't subscribe to the idea of, like, best friends, because people...
You like people for different things.
Yeah.
You appreciate them for different qualities, for sure.
Okay, so do we want to do the Legends edition?
Yeah, I might as well. Just finish it off.
Okay, so Brittany, Mariah, Barbara.
What about them? They're incredible.
Hang on. Become a roadie for, tattoo her face on your body, never get to listen to her music again.
I would go on the road with Mariah because you know it's going to be extra. And it'd be fab. I would probably get the tattoo of, you have to get one of their faces?
Yeah.
Britney Spears, honey, when she was giving like the height of Britney Spears' fabulosity, and then never listen to their music again. Well, that would be Barbara then, because she's the only one. Barbara Streisand. Are you talking about Barbara Streisand?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would have to be Barbara because that's the third one in there. But I think Barbara's an incredible artist.
Okay. But dear listeners, right here, Erica Jane just said she hated Barbara Streisand.
That's not what I said, Anna Faris. I said you gave me three choices.
Hi, Jack. Hi. Will you come over here and say hi? Will you come meet Erica?
Hi, sweetheart.
Jack, can you say hi to our dear listeners? Oh my gosh, I love your haircut.
Ah! Oh my God. he just walked away, by the way. He did that and he just walked away.
That was
he's amazing.
Mean.
I was not expecting that at all.
Notice my phones came off.
He's gone. He's long gone.
Really sorry about that, Erica.
Why? My phones were off. You were the ones that got... I'm good.
Oh, my God. What do I have in store?
This a good time. That's what you... Yeah. Yeah, just get ready.
They're all sweet and cuddly. They bring you little
presents. Is he still cuddly, or does he kind of like play jokes on you and like want to jump on your back?
Yeah.
My son went through this thing where he would like be sweet to me and then he would like hide and behind the corners and like scare the shit out of me, or jump off the top of his bed onto me, like all kinds of fucked up stuff.
What is it with men and scaring?
It's little boys, they enjoy it. That's sweet,
I dated
though.
A guy that loved scaring me.
No, I think that's a sickness.
It is weird.
No one should do that. That's ridiculous.
It makes you angry.
I don't like that. It makes me anxieties.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta talk about your turn.
Oh, the cats?
I'm so annoyed because I'm jealous.
I'll give you the shirt later.
Really?
Sure. I'll send it to you.
Please don't say that kind of thing without meaning it.
She looked away when she said it.
I bought a cat shirt off of a magician.
Do you really like cats?
Yes, I love cats.
Are you a cat person as opposed to a dog person?
Okay. Yeah, I like them both. I like them both.
But you just prefer cats, sure.
I just like the arching of the back and how you can like stroke their spine and they like conform to your hand. I like that kind of thing. They go to the bathroom in the same place. Sim is like,
I don't want to talk about my dislike of cats.
Why?
I don't like cats.
Why? Because they're allergic to cats? No, it's because they are, like, you have to search for them. And
cats
they don't...
are on their own time.
I just feel like every cat I've ever encountered hated me, and I love dogs. I'm a dog person, I'm sorry, but we're not going to get into this right now. That's another conversation.
I was at Coachella, and there were baby goats. I did a photo shoot with baby goats.
They are amazing.
Baby goats are cute.
They're really cute. Really sweet. And there was a baby donkey there. As well, and there was a baby donkey. He was cute.
Your support system is like lacking in enthusiasm.
Well, they're over there. They've had it with me. They're like over me today. You know, they're tired from Coachella. I made them get up. You know, they're like,
yeah. Apparently, if you get up at fucking 4:30,
they've had it.
Of course, they're fucking annoyed.
They're over me.
Oh my God. Oh. All right. Should we do?
Yeah. Let's. Okay. We're gonna do
Facebook
calls now.
Living?
No, we're actually just gonna talk to them over the phone, over Skype, but not. We can't see them.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Caitlin is in Virginia and she's 24.
Hello.
Hey, Caitlin. It's Sim. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm going to introduce you to Anna right now.
Hi.
Hi, Anna.
And Anna is going to introduce our very special guest.
Erica Jane.
Hi, Caitlin.
We also have our winner from our contest for Gaps, and that's Lindsay. Lindsay, say hi.
Hi, Caitlin. Caitlin.
Hi, Lindsay.
Lindsay, did you say hi?
I did say hi.
I'm sorry. No, that was okay. Annoying of me.
All right, so Caitlin, tell us what's going on with your boyfriend.
Okay, so my boyfriend and I have been dating for about a year now, and we're kind of going through a little bit of a dry spell. We've probably only had sex like 2 times in the past 2 or 3 months. And so I've been trying to figure out ways to spice up our sex life a little bit. I've brought up watching porn together. And when we've done it, I'm like, oh, what are you into? What do you want to watch? Trying to get an idea of what would turn him on. He's like, oh, we can just watch, you know, whatever video is the first one on the page. Which I was like, okay, who does that? And I've asked him to, you know, be like maybe a little rough with me in bed if he wants to slap my ass or pull my hair a little bit. And he's always afraid that he's going to hurt me, so he doesn't want to do it. And then most recently, I brought up dirty talk because it seemed easy. He, you know, we're just talking to each other. It's not physical. And when I brought it up, he was really hesitant. And he said he would never be able to talk dirty to me because he respects me too much.
Do you think there's someone else, Caitlin? Well, like, what's your gut feeling about this? Because
my gut feeling is that there's not somebody else.
Okay. I don't know about his answer about respecting you too much feels weird, as I'm sure you clocked, and that's why we're talking about this.
Right. My first instinct when he said that was just that he was being lazy and didn't want to do it or didn't want to try it.
I don't know any man that's lazy and don't want to try it.
There's a bigger thing here. I don't know what it is. I think that if you listen to your gut, you might know what it is. But here's what I do know is that I don't think you should be in a relationship with somebody who makes you feel inadequate sexually. I think that you should be, you know, making love all over the world as much as you want. and you're young and so I don't know if it's a good time to sort of examine the relationship as a whole.
Right.
I mean, she did write in your note, you wrote, you know, you want to know if you guys are sexually mismatched. And sometimes that's all it takes. If you're sexually
mismatched as opposed to life mismatch. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you're in different places in life. Yeah. It may not be your sex drive. It may be your life, or your lives are in two different places. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I asked you, was it ever good? And you said yes. And then I said, why did it shift? And you didn't have an answer. And then, but it just could be that it's just two different places. You're in two different places, you know?
Well, I just thought of something, the question that Erica, you asked about if something happened. So I guess it's probably been for the past 3 months, maybe the beginning of 2018. And he did lose his job.
Oh my God, girl, you should have told us that right away.
He got a new job. He got a new job that he started in January, but maybe it's been stressful for
you
him.
You think? I mean, he had it. He lost his job, got a new job. And I mean, I know don't you think that's a big thing?
Is he feeling a little emasculated, do you think?
Probably just feeling overwhelmed and getting himself back on his feet. That's a big deal, you know, especially when you're expected to, like, you're a dude and you're supposed to be killing it. You know, I'm sure it was like a big deal.
Yeah.
So do you guys have any advice for anything?
Well,
give it 6 months and see how he feels and see if you can put it back together and keep talking.
I wish I could give you, like, wear this lingerie or, like, use this toy but I think that it's, well, those things are really fun and maybe you should give that a whirl. But I think that it seems like it's a bigger thing.
It feels like something's going on with him as opposed to you. And you might want to explore what's going on with him.
Yeah. And
maybe he's stressed out and just not in the mood.
Yeah, but I think that there's something about Caitlin that also maybe threatens him. I don't know if you have a better job or if you're sort of feeling more confident these days than he is, because that's a big thing with dudes as well, is you know, sort of the idea of power. And if he's not feeling very confident, and if you're sexually adventurous, that will sometimes make a guy feel insecure.
So you've asked him what's bothering him, right? And did he answer you?
No, he kind of was just avoiding.
Do you see yourself, like, being with this guy for a long time?
I used to, but now I'm not so sure.
So maybe he also has one foot out the door. You know what I mean? And which you, I just don't want you to be in a position where you feel vulnerable, like physically, because you have a strong desire, because that is natural and normal and fucking awesome. And I wouldn't want you to feel like, oh, I'm not adequate in any way, because as women, we tend to do that to ourselves. So I don't know, maybe the sexual lull kind of taps into bigger issues, in my opinion, with him. I want you to be with somebody who's like, I got to have you right now. And, you know, getting home from work and trying to tear your clothes off or something. And so you feel, because you're young. Are you guys both the same age?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Yeah, we are. We actually went to the same high school. We haven't been dating since high school, but we graduated high school together and kind of reconnected in our early 20s.
I hope this isn't like too depressing news, but Caitlin, I don't know if I want you to be in a position where you are trying to, you know, placate him. So he, you know, desires you, because it should be very mutual.
If it's not working, it's not working. It's simple as that.
Yeah. So I don't know if there's any easy. What are the qualities about him that you really love?
I think that he's a really loyal person, and he has two older sisters, and seeing him with his sisters and his mom, like, he's just very family oriented, and he really puts other people first. He puts his friends first, and especially his family first.
Is he putting
you
first?
And I admire that in him, because I think sometimes I can be narcissistic.
I don't think you are, but I want you to be with somebody who puts you first and, you know, wants to ravish your body and makes you feel sexually confident.
Caitlin, I'm hope this was okay.
Did this feel like, but you know, the other, maybe I ran a little deep with this, maybe too deep. Maybe truly the answer is sexy lingerie and a couple of sex toys.
I don't think it's that.
Yeah, I guess I've been grappling with whether or not just being sexually mismatched is enough for a relationship not to work if everything else seems to be working fine.
Right.
Ultimately, that won't serve you well. I mean, you have to really think about ultimately it will not be in your favor if you are truly sexually mismatched. Now, if he's having problems, if he has just started a new job and he's under pressure or something like that, then you have to give him time to work that out. But you don't really know yet. So I would give it 90 days, take another look at it, and then he's got 6 months, and then I'd be like, no, yes, you know, you have 6 months to figure it out, because you don't want to blow someone up if they're under stress. But at the same time, you know, it'll work itself out. It'll show.
Is there anything to, like, when you're watching a movie late at night, to just like doing like a super light, like over the sheet, like a little bit, like, you know, like a little bit of a light tickle, and just like no pressure. Like, I don't want to have sex, baby. I just want to feel this. If you don't mind, like, let's watch E.T. again or whatever.
Did you just
Caitlin,
say
did you get all that?
I love you.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's speaking very soft.
I know. Well, you why don't you repeat it?
I'm not going to repeat that, but our dear listeners are going to hear it. Well, you're going to hear this back, Caitlin.
But no, but Caitlin, I was saying, like, men feel, I think,
no pressure is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want men to feel a pressure to perform.
Right. So just like gentle, like, I don't expect it. I just want to do this. And then you guys can continue to watch your program together, and you can just, you know, sort of just be delicate and pet him and see what happens, I guess. That would be my practical advice. But the bigger advice would be, like, who knows if this is, you know, I just don't want you to have to be in a position where you ever have to ask to feel sexually desired, you know.
Caitlin, thank you so much.
Caitlin, good luck to you.
Thank you guys so
Caitlin,
much.
Will you please follow up with us? Because your question, we get a lot.
Thanks, Caitlin.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Thank you.
Are we going to be able to get the next caller?
I don't think that we can't.
Okay, then we're
her,
done.
I don't think we gave her very good advice.
I don't think, no, I just don't think we told her what she wanted to hear.
No, we did not. I don't think she realizes this is a much bigger issue than she knows.
I know.
And that's the problem. I think she was expecting us to hear what you said. Lingerie and little tickling and whatever you were talking about.
I know. Mm. I know. It sucks. That fucking sucks.
It's like, never that simple in relationships. I mean, I think that there's always something. It's never just that simple.
I just remember, like, at that age, not feeling desired by my boyfriend and feeling like shit about it. And,
well, yes, of and, course. Every like, woman's been there where they don't feel sexy enough and they don't feel
Good. And I don't know if it is like, yeah, I don't know what the
answer to that is.
Well, yeah. And if it is like the idealism that, you know, sort of that young men have towards whatever their fantasy person is. And if like, I don't know. But
what do you guys think?
You're having a baby, tell us.
I mean, it sounds like he might just be going through something.
That's what
temporary.
I said.
Yeah,
like, he was going through
you.
Something. The fact that she told us that he lost his job and then got a new one. I mean, that's a lot for somebody.
That completely makes sense.
For me, I would not be.
I don't think it's temporary, though.
He's like nodding the whole time.
Yeah, I think he lacks confidence. When you lose your job, you just, I mean, for lack
you're
of
identified
a better word,
with that.
You feel maybe like a little bit of a loser. That's extreme, but that might be how he feels. And then, you know, he had just gotten a huge promotion and feeling all good about himself, he might.
That's
really
a good
be
point. So maybe maybe he just needs to regain his confidence somehow, and hopefully she can help with that.
But do you think that if he were to regain confidence, that he could make her feel great again?
Well, we don't know.
I don't know.
That we don't know.
And if it's only been a year, then it feels too soon to be
having these problems.
Yeah. Okay, wait, Sim, I have a question for you. And this is for both you guys. How do you think porn, like, is porn a good thing for a relationship, or is it totally detrimental?
All I've heard are horror stories.
That's not true. I think anything in moderation.
I've heard the horror stories. I mean, moderation.
What are
I guess,
horror stories?
Where guys don't want to have sex with their wives or girlfriends because they're too busy whacking off the porn all day.
No, but that's
those
not,
are the horror stories.
Yeah, I mean,
and that happens all the time.
But is it sort of a cause and effect thing?
Now you're getting really deep.
I know. I'm a deep person. Yo, I'm like the fucking Nile. Is the Nile deep? No, the Nile's kind of shallow. Especially when it gets
shallow. I'll tell you
what's
that.
What's going on here? We have like construction happening. I'm glad we're wrapping
up
the show.
I love it when you get annoyed.
No,
oh,
this is. I'm glad
so
this is
delicious.
The end. This is great because there's vacuums and construction and.
Oh God, it's amazing. Sim, truly, I love it when you get annoyed.
I'm not annoyed. I had a great time. I'm having a great time.
If I brought Jack down here and he started like yelling again,
I would love to like content. Jack, anytime Jack comes on the show,
Jack's
people love
adorable,
that.
By the way. Look,
Lindsay's
Thanks,
nodding her head.
I love that this happened.
Yeah, exactly. See?
I also didn't have my headphones on. So,
hey, do you guys want to, Lindsay, do you want to ask, like, I don't know, here with three incredibly unqualified people?
Do you need couples counseling? Because we're here to give our unqualified opinion.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I've heard that's good for a relationship. We've never done it. Yeah. So let's see. What are we? Well, right now we're mostly fighting about material things for the baby.
Like
so.
What? I want to hear this because you guys are a month ahead of us.
Okay. Well, yeah. So maybe the moms can tell us. I want a sofa bed in the baby's room in case I fall asleep in there.
That sounds reasonable.
That's brilliant.
Are you thinking about these things?
No.
Oh, okay.
Right? That sounds reasonable.
Okay. What else? That's like real. I mean.
But wait, why doesn't Danny want the sofa? Because he wants to be in bed with you.
You don't want the sofa bed? Yeah, but you know what? When this baby comes, you're going to be really like, they keep you up.
Are you a hoarder?
Yes.
I am.
Yes.
Too.
A hoarder?
Yeah.
Hoarding what?
I hoard everything.
I just don't. I don't really throw things out.
But the sofa bed? I mean, that's not. Oh, you need a sofa bed. How many sofa beds are you going to have?
I don't really think I'm against getting the sofa bed. I think. I mean, I don't really think she's a hoarder. I just try to like keep a good one-in, one-out policy because she'll buy something, and then I'll notice she hasn't used it for 6 months.
Oh, my God. My husband, I would die. My husband.
But she's happy
God.
About it. Like, she read, The Japanese Art of Tidying Up?
No, I read that and now it's like clutter in the house. It's like more clutter. Like, I didn't learn anything from it.
My house is a disaster.
Good. That makes me feel better.
Yes, you're allowed.
This green sweater I've had for 8 months.
And the tag is on it, honey.
It was going to be an accomplishment for me to wear it today.
But tomorrow, you're going to wear it.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah. But
I think the tag is on it right here. It's kind of amazing.
Thanks. I'm with you, though. Like, there's that feeling of like, but what if something happens and I have to go to the store? So that's why I need to save these paper clips.
And if you have the space, you know, it's like we have an attic, like just put it all up there. You have a bunch of celebrities in your attic, so.
Oh, yes. I love them. Right, Sim?
Should we wrap it up?
Yes. All right. Thank you, Lindsay. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you
so much for being here.
This is so
congratulations.
Cool. Thank you. And it's so nice to meet you, Erica.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you.
This is awesome.
Erica, you're fantastic.
You know what? I had so much fun today.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to get to know you.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
Can we be friends?
Yes. Let's exchange numbers.
All right. So season 8, Real Housewives, Beverly Hills on Bravo. And your memoir is Pretty Mess. And it's currently in stores. And it's also a New York Times bestseller. Congratulations on
that. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Was it vulnerable, the book?
Yeah, it was. It could have been a lot more vulnerable, but it was very vulnerable.
Yeah.
It's interesting. A book is interesting. It's an interesting experience.
Yes. I would not do it again.
It's a lot of work, isn't it?
A lot of work, and like you feel so raw.
Yeah.
Ugh. Gross. I hate. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck am I? Ugh. But I always feel that way, I guess. That's why I don't sleep. That's why I have to take Ambien. So, thank you, Erica.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. I love you.